Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, December the 12th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life may be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, without further ado, let's have a look at today's show, and I'm going to start with a scandal that few people are aware of. And it concerns the audit, or rather the non-audit, of the Pentagon and missing billions. But this is something that I think you will be interested in, and I strongly recommend that you take this opportunity to sign up and listen. After that, I shall be giving you a stock market comment, which I promised my listeners last week. And so, given the great gyrations we have seen in recent days, I felt that a stock market comment was in order. Well, here's another sad statistic. Life expectancy in the United States declined again in 2017. And I will talk about that. And we haven't had anything quite like it on an ongoing basis. Ever, I think it can be said. So this is something you need to know about. So the stock market gain of the last 10 years really is mostly counterfeit. And I'm going to explain very quickly at the end of the show, if we have time, why that is. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A nice show for you today. And I look forward to hearing from you, and for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email, as I said, 3 free shows to you individually, so that you may sample the content of the information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email, and in the subject line, write the words sample shows or some such, and I will do the rest. So I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any three shows from the Podbean page and the archives that you will find there, but I highly recommend taking the latest three shows, because like that you'll get an insight into how I deal with current affairs, and hopefully it will help you to think more clearly about what you are hearing from the mainstream media, which is more often than not very helpful. So let me finish with my information. First of all, I will give you my email address, which is actually on the Podbean page in big letters on the top left-hand corner, but let me give it to you anyway. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Okay, now I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook page is for comments which are really too short to fit into the show, but too long to warrant inclusion in the Twitter page. That information goes into my Facebook page, and the address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, lowercase, and no punctuation, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Now the Twitter address is for my one-liners that I come up with as often as I can, and they go all into the Twitter page, and the address there is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Again, that's all one word, RM Wake Up Call, that's my initials, and it is lowercase again, please, and no punctuation. That's RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so with that, I will wish you an excellent week ahead, and I will be back, as always, on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.